Huntsville, station on 2 for Astrobee.
Chris, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hello. I am complete in step 2.5 of procedure 2.006 for the Astrobee free flyer power on, and the docking station assembly is powered on. I'm going to continue in step 3.
We copy all. Thanks so much.
Huntsville, station on 2. Honey and Bumble are now powered up, and I'm complete in 2.006.
And Chris, we copy. Honey and Bumble, both powered up. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. Houston, station on 2 for the PEPS audit with a question.
Station Houston on 2. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could help me. I'm looking in the airlock right now. I'm looking for Freebreeze mask serial number 1105, which should be an airlock one forward one behind the stowage panel in the Freebreeze spares kit. And I was wondering if you had any more description of what the Freebreeze spares kit looks like or where it might be located, so I don't see anything labeled that behind the stowage panel here.
And, Chris, we copy the question. We are looking per IMS. That is the expected location.
Copy that. Yeah, I see some Medox CTVs, some empty battery CTVs, one half CTV, 1230 that's called EMU Prep and Post that had a PHA, extra PHA hose and some T's, but didn't appear to have a mask, although it didn't fully explode the bag because it's kind of chock full, but I didn't see a mask in there.
Chris, I'm being told the bag in particular is a blue bag with orange stripes.
Copy that. I don't see one behind the panel here. There's a. Let me check around in the airlock deployed to see if it might be out here. Houston, yep, I found that bag. It was in the sort of it's sort of amongst all the other EMER equipment stowed on the airlock overhead right now.
Copy. Good tally ho.
I appreciate the help because, when it was one of the blue and orange bags, made it a lot easier to find.
Always happy to help. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Just giving you a heads up, we've got about a 40-minute LOS that'll start in 10 minutes.
Copy all. I'm just finishing up with the PEPS inspection, making sure there's nothing that I missed. I have a bunch of comments, but, if you have anything for me on that, let me know. But otherwise, thanks for the heads up. Houston, station on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I got the PEPS inspection done, I think, quite a bit faster than it had on the schedule. I double-checked. I'm pretty sure I knocked everything out that I was supposed to check. I've gotten sort of as much ahead on the stuff in the gem for tomorrow as I think I can. I was going to start working on some stowage, but I also dragon packing, but I wanted to put it over to you guys if there's anything you thought I should be doing.
Copy all, Chris. That's great. Do have a few items for you. First, on PEPS inspect, you had mentioned that there were some air PBAs and CTBs 5510 and 5513, and wondering if we needed to adjust the CTB config for the mesh. We are good since they are air PBAs with them in the config all buttoned up as they were, since you don't have the risk of building up oxygen inside them. We did then also have a question on the Lab 1 Starboard 7. That was the one that you mentioned the bracket had some sticky pip pins. We wanted to just verify that the photos that you put on SSC 7 included some photos of that bracket. We haven't been able to get the photos down yet, but are starting that process.
Let me double check that. I'm not 100% sure I took a picture of that bracket. I can go do that right now and downlink it. For additional context, for a lot of the stowage for the PBAs, the sort of the neck of the PBA bottle kind of friction fits into this bracket, and it looks like that bracket could be flipped either way so that it kind of holds it in from the front or only is sort of on the back, and this one was different than all the other ones. I'll take a picture and send it down.
That would be much appreciated. I do have one additional task for you when you're ready to copy. It can come after or before the photo. No rush.
I'm ready to copy right now.
Okay, so we have lost connection with the Node 2 wireless access point. We'd like to get a power cycle whenever you have a chance. The procedure is in IPV in the POC book, It is procedure 4.10.112, and we need step 2, please.
Okay, the No2 app, PS, Talkbook 4.10.112, and perform step 2. I'll take some pictures, and then I'll come back and do that.
Good copy. Thank you, sir.
In Houston, station on 2, I uploaded those photos of the Lab S7 PDA bracket to SSC7. I also took a couple pictures of the P0 PDA just so you can compare and see the difference.
Chris, copy all. Thank you so much.
In Houston, station on 2, the Node 20 SWAT has been power cycled.
Copy power cycle, Chris. Thank you.
No problem. Do you guys have anything else more for me, or should I just step into some Dragon Packy Ops?
And, Chris, the deck is clear, and we're go for stowage work.
Copy all. Thanks.
And, Chris, the stow track we have on board's probably got about an hour and a half worth of task on it.
Copy that. I'll see how much I can chip away at that. Houston, station on 2 for stow track.
For stow track.
I just am trying to pull up the Dragon 33 pack, and I don't actually see it in my stow track today. I see all the other options. I tried refreshing and reopening. I'm going to try on a different computer in a second, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that.
And, Chris, good plan to try using another one. Another option, too, is to force close the Safari tab on the iPad if that's the one you're using.
Thanks. Yeah, I just checked on my SSC, and I don't see it on the SSC either. I'm looking for the Dragon 33 pack.
Copy. We're taking a look. Station Houston on 2 for stow track.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Chris, we did uplink the latest version of the Dragon 33 pack last night. It looked like it had worked for us, but given the challenges you're seeing, we're going to go ahead and try to re-uplink that file right now. I'll give you a call as soon as we've got it on board.
Copy that. Yeah, I've checked a couple different browsers/computers, and I didn't see it on any of them. So that sounds like a great plan.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
On 2.
Hey, Chris, we've got the Dragon file re-uplinked. If you refresh StowTrack, you should see it, hopefully.
Copy that. I'm just grabbing something from the lab, and then I will give that a shot and let you guys know how it works.
And Station Houston on 2, in case this can get through, it sounds like whichever mic you last talked to us on is still keyed. Hot mic.
How do you copy me now?
Got you loud and clear. A lot of background. Maybe it's the iPad Teams call?
Yes, sorry. I had the iPad Teams call open. I went into the PMM end cone, and it seemed to work in there, but let me see if that is still... Looks like that's disconnected now, though. So let me check.
That was the culprit, whatever you just did.
Yep, a CTB was pushing on the Node 2 ATU push-to-talk button. I don't think the CTV had anything interesting to say, though.
I guess sometimes the stowage speaks for itself.
Absolutely. In Houston, the station on 2, I can confirm that I see Dragon 33 pack now, so we should be all good on there. I'm going to finish up the steps that I'm doing right now and then pick up a nut.
Fantastic, Chris. Great news. Also, you did correctly repair the WAP with that power cycle. Thank you.
It's also great news. Station on 2 for EVA battery operations terminates.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, looking to verify with you in step 24 of 1.670 that we're go for termination.
Chris, you are go for termination.
Copy, go to terminate. Houston, airlock on 2 for step 32 of 1.670.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I just performed the self-test on all three of the chargers, and in step 32 it says that everything should pass, but on charger number 3, one of the items is reporting fail. That item is 7280 alpha chips, and that says fail next to it. Everything else says pass. And I think I have a star block to perform here, but I just wanted to check with you first.
And, Chris, that's actually one we've seen happen a few times before. We are go for you to press with that condition.
See that? All right. I am just pressing in step 33.
Copy. Following you to 33.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston on 2.
Hey, Chris, we're coming up on the PWD outage. Wanted to give you a heads up. We're about ready to take it down if you needed to get anything filled first.
I appreciate the heads up. Yeah, let me quickly fill up some water. Give me 2 minutes. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Copy. We'll be standing by.
In Houston, station on 2. I am ready for the takedown. Thank you.
Copy, Chris. Thanks. And I do have a go-back on the PBA bracket for you when you're done with the battery.
Yep, I'm all set with the batteries, so yep, good to take words on the PBA bracket.
All right, so Ethos has chewed on it a little bit with their specialists, and if you are game, we think that U bracket is potentially installed upside down in the starboard 7 spot. It should be swappable by pulling the pins and just reinserting it the other direction. If you're game to try, we're willing to have you see if you can swap it around and if that brings that particular PBA locker into alignment.
I totally agree with that. It looks like in all the other ones, you flip it 180 so it's kind of behind the PBA and put the pit pins back in. And that way you can pull the PBA out without, you know, having to release pit pins and take a bracket out. I think I should be able to do that, and I'm happy to do that right now.
Sounds great. Just let us know if you have any issues.
Okay.
That looked like success.
In Houston, station on 2, that bracket has been fixed around and full success.
Another great day on ISS.
Absolutely.
Houston station on 2, Rotan.
And Sergey, for the Edeve, we're going to need about 5 more minutes.
Copy, 5 minutes.
Houston station on 2 for Dragon Stowage.
Go for Stowage.
I'm trying to finish up one last thing here on Stowtrack, step 96.02, getting this Norse tank secured. And I have a question about the orientation of it, because something didn't seem to be adding up to me when I was trying to stow it in there.
And Chris, for that particular...
And the question is the step...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. The question I have for 96.02 is it says that check that the hinge is towards Dragon forward and lid facing Dragon starboard per constraint image. However, in the notes column, it says vents are oriented away from Dragon basement floor to avoid return loads on valves. So if I orient the Norse tank bag with the hinge towards Dragon forward and the lid facing Dragon starboard, the vents are actually on the Dragon basement floor, and the Norse tank valve is towards the basement floor of the Dragon. So I just wanted to make sure I was tracking things properly here, because that didn't seem consistent.
Hey, and Chris, that's a very good catch. We do want the vents to be away from the floor. That is the critical requirement.
Copy that. All right, yeah, so I think I'll flip it around. I sort of triple-checked, and the hinge is definitely forward, and the lid's starboard, and that puts the vents in the wrong direction. So I will flip it around and take some pictures.
It's a good copy, Chris, and we expect the lid to be either starboard or port to get the vents off the floor.
Concur with that. I think if I just rotate it 180 so that the hinge is dragging aft, then it will work perfectly.
Station Houston on 2 for Sergey.
Cool, oh, amazing.
And Sergey, for the Yedeve, safing is in place. We estimate 26 minutes for fill.
26 minutes, and Yedeve number 1504 is empty, and step 2, procedure 2.735 has completed.
Houston copies.
Houston station on 2 for transfer water.
Station Houston on 2 for Sergey. Go ahead.
I finished and I'm ready for step 6.
And Sergey, you are go for step 6.
Copy. Houston station on 2.
Go. And station Houston on 2 for Sergey. Sorry, we talked you into handover. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think step 6 and 7. Have completed, and position penetration station.
Copy, Sergey. Thank you.
Thank you.
In Houston, station on 2, do you have a moment for one just follow-up topic?
I think we could probably give you 2, Chris.
Oh, fantastic. 2 minutes will be great. Well, this is more of a GEC thing, actually. So after 40 years of supporting human spaceflight at Johnson Space Center, ground controller Steve Marik is unplugging and ending his ship for the final time. Steve's expertise was in the data communications area before he transitioned over to the flight controller realm. Steve started his career in 1984 as a space shuttle computer operator from the mid-80s through the early 90s, working on the large IBM mainframes and telemetry pre-processing computers. And for several years afterwards, he worked as a data communications technician, in which he was responsible for the maintenance and repair of the data communications and digital communication equipment in MCC. And then he moved over to become to the data flow engineer role for almost 10 years, supporting the GC backroom for many, many space shuttle missions. From 2003 until today, Steve has supported various roles within the GC team. After certifying as an ISS GC, Steve volunteered to share his expertise by becoming a certified GC instructor and became an integral part in supporting Artemis 1 as the lead instructor and supported the mission as the data flow engineer for launch and orbit operations. Sir Manriquez has also been serving as an Artemis 2 instructor as well as excelling as an ISS GC. He's going to be truly missed. Our hats are off to Steve, and we thank him for his many years of dedicated service to support the endeavor to further human exploration in spaceflight. And we wish him well as he spends more and more time with his wife Kay and his beautiful grandchildren. Thank you again, Steve. We really appreciate everything you've done for us. We couldn't do what we do up here without all of your support on the ground. Really appreciate everything over such a phenomenal career. So thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.